His Needs, Her Needs. Building an Affair-Proof Marriage by Willard F. Harley, Jr. This book is read by Willard F. Harley, Jr. Originally published by Baker Publishing Group in English as His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage. Copyright 2002 by Willard F. Harley, Jr. All rights reserved.
Preface to the Revised and Expanded Edition. In 1978, I was asked to teach a 13-week course on marriage at the church I attended. The topic was, what must a couple do to stay happily married? The Christian Ed director tape-recorded the course for me. Over the next few years, I used those tapes in my counseling practice to support the advice that I gave couples. One couple volunteered to transcribe the tapes so that I could give them to other couples in written form. In 1984, that rough transcription made its way into the hands of an employee of the Fleming H. Revell Publishing Company. That person passed it on to the acquisitions editor, and the rest is history. It was published in 1986 with the title, His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage. Within 2 years of its first printing, it became a bestseller and continues to be one of the most popular books on marriage right up to this year. It's been translated into 22 languages, and more than 3 million copies have been sold worldwide. Learning what makes marriages succeed. When I was 19, a married acquaintance in college told me his marriage was in trouble and asked for my advice. The advice I gave did not help. His marriage ended in divorce. But my friend's marital failure started me thinking. What's wrong with the advice I gave? What makes some marriages succeed and others, like my friend's, fail? It was 1960, and I was about to witness something that few expected, the beginning of the end of the traditional nuclear family in America. Evidence of this social disaster accumulated over the next 20 years. The divorce rate climbed from about 10% to over 50%, and the percentage of single adults would go from 6.5% to 20%. While the divorce rate finally stabilized at around 45% in 1980, the percentage of single adults has continued to increase right up to the present. It is currently at about 50% and climbing, because fewer and fewer people are willing to commit themselves to one partner for life. At the time, I didn't know that my friend's marital failure was part of a trend that was about to overwhelm nuclear families. I was unaware of new cultural forces that would threaten marriages as never before. Marriage counselors had it easy prior to that time, because people simply didn't divorce, regardless of how unhappy they were. But now, they were unwilling to tolerate failed marriages. So if a marriage was to be saved, a counselor had to know what made marriages succeed. At the age of 19, I certainly did not have that answer. Over the next few years, couples continued asking for my advice regarding marriage, especially after I had earned a PhD degree in psychology. But I wasn't any more successful with them than I'd been with my friend years earlier. So I decided to become a marriage expert. I enrolled in a 2-year internship at a clinic that had one of the best reputations for marital therapy. I read books written by the most prominent marital theorists and practitioners, was supervised by the chairman of the University of Minnesota's Department of Family Social Science, and learned the latest techniques in helping spouses communicate with respect and understanding. But even after helping couples learn to communicate effectively, I was still unable to save marriages. Almost everyone who came to me for help ended up like my college friend, divorced. In my effort to become a marriage expert, though, I made a crucial discovery. I wasn't the only one failing to help couples. Almost everyone else working with me in the clinic was failing as well. My supervisor was failing. The director of the clinic was failing, and so were the other marriage counselors who worked with me. And then I made the most
Sample complete. Ready to continue?